Hello and welcome back to the TTD, the Tani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We are now at the end of Gemara Megillah. How sad. Gemara Megillah is one of my favorite Gemaras. A lot of Agadata. I love Agadata. I love stories, parables, lessons. Hard for me to do the technical aspects of Gemara. I love when we have a lot of Agadata. We are coming to the end. The last two Dafim in Megillah, then we move over to the next Gemara. Emir Tzashem Moed Katan, I believe. And here, we are about to do Gemara Megillah 31a. I want to give a PSA that we have a way to support the Tani Talks podcast, especially the Tani Talks staff and all the other ones. We have a great vision, a great dream, a great future. We want to do big, big things, but we need to get there somehow. So there is a campaign, the chesedfund.com/TaniChesedFund/TaniTalksPodcast. Come join us, donate, support us in this work we've been doing for years to help us get a little back. The Chesed Fund is with one S, Tani Chesed Fund with two S's, and then the Tani Talks podcast. So thechesedfund.com, one S, slash Tani Chesed Fund, two S's, slash the Tani Talks podcast. Come support us today. So we are in Megillah 31a. The Gemara says, on the remaining days of the Pesach festival, one selects and reads Torah passages relating to the theme of Pesach. We read things for the day, for the theme of the day. You know, on Purim, we read about Amalek, the theme of the day. On Hanukkah, we read about the Chanukah Habayit of the Mishkan, of the Nesiim bringing the Karbanos. On Rosh Chodesh, we read about Rosh Chodesh. And each Shabbos, we read the Parsha. We read about the theme of the day. In general, the Torah laning, and a lot of times the Haftorah relate to a lot of aspects of the Torah laning. We read about the theme of the day. You know, Vayechi is the blessings, the end of Yaakov's life, and the Haftorah for Vayechi is the end of David's life, his last will and testament, and also Yaakov's last will and testament. The theme of the day is how we go about our way. And in life, the question is, what is the theme of your day? What is the theme of your life? What is your lasting legacy? What is your lasting theme that you got accomplished in this world? What could people say they could connect to, they could relate to you? What did you give to the world? What is your theme? I want people to say after 120 years, you did X, Y, or Z. He did X, Y, and Z. Oh, you know, they were involved in the lending library. They were involved in five different types of podcasts. They're involved in the kids' book and radio and different Jewish organizations. That's a theme. That's a lasting legacy, which hopefully, on some tiny level, I could contribute my dollar almost to the world. What is your theme of your day? What is your theme of your life? What can you contribute? What can you do? What can you give to the world? I always talk about using your passion, using your abilities, using your qualities to get things done. Think about what you want, your lasting theme. The building will not stay. Your house doesn't come with you. Your car doesn't come with you. Your clothing, your materialistic things do not come with you. Your theme, your name, your Keter Shem Tov, your Torah, your mitzvahs, your chesed. That's what comes with you after 120 years. So think about what your theme of the day is. What your theme of your life is. As we talk about the theme of what we read on Pesach and Purim throughout the year, think about what the theme of your life is for you and your family throughout all of your days. Join us next time as we finish Megillah 32 here on the TTD.